We've got we're at an hour.
We're right at 58:48.
Look at that.
Damn,
dude.
Dude, you're a clock.
That?
You're
how
a human fucking clock.
That's crazy.
Dude, how about the two fucking radio guys that got in trouble in Boston for doing Asian accents?
Oh, somebody posted that on
Reddit. I read what they did.
Oh, yeah. Before we do that, join the fucking Reddit.
It's
and
so sick.
Also,
dude.
Give us a good review on iTunes or on your app, on the podcast app. But yeah, some dudes were doing Asian accents.
I read what they did, and I was just like, good Lord.
What were they doing?
Don't ever get your. It's fucking nothing, dude. They're like, the guy's name was like something Juan or whatever it was, something Lee. And they're like, oh, it sounds like an Asian guy. And then he's like, the guy did an Asian voice, but it was like Tom Brady's agent. So they did like an Asian voice, and it was like pretty fucking tame.
Tom Brady's agent?
Yeah, apparently his name is like something Lee or Juan. Or
oh, okay.
But I don't even know
I
if the guy.
Saying Tom Brady's agent did that. I was like, sick.
That'd
Tom Brady's the best.
No, these
dude.
Are two sports DJs.
Okay.
Who were like, also, I would love to see someone do a Photoshop of Tom Brady missing that catch with like a thought bubble of him thinking about kissing his son up above his head. That, dude, if someone made that on Photoshop.
I bet they have that out there.
Where? Let me see it, dude. That would be so funny.
I'll get it for you. I'll post it on the
Fine.
Reddit.
Please let me see that. That would be the funniest fucking thing.
Yeah.
But I remember.
How bad was this Asian? Let me hear it.
The Asian accent wasn't that good either.
What'd they say?
Hold on. Let's pull. I'll find this.
Yeah, go ahead. Hello. Hello, Ron. This is Donnie.
What is this like?
The bat boy iffy. Salons?
That's all he fucking said, dude.
That's it?
That's it.
That's crazy.
And this dude's like, they're like calling for his fucking head. I'm like, may this podcast never fall into the enemy's hands,
God.
Dude.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, oh.
He did like the worst Asian impression, too.
Yeah, it was. He's like, oh, hello, sir.
Yeah, he's like, oh, hello, sir. And it's like.
That's pretty funny, though. I mean, it's clearly offensive. It's clearly racist.
Is it, though, to do someone else's voice? Is that racist, though? Racist to me is being like, I don't want that man in my house.
Well, I mean, all right.
You're like, what's up, sucker?
It's racist. It's saying,
what's up, sucker?
It's saying that this guy who probably speaks exactly like you and I do.
Yeah.
He's an American, probably.
Okay, that's not fucking racist.
So
be like,
when you see, that'd be like, oh man, Obama, huh? What's up, y'all?
Yeah, okay,
like,
okay.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Because I'm trying to think if someone. Yeah, I guess it
and that was.
Work.
I know how to do a good black impersonation. That was a clearly offensive, bad black impersonation.
Yeah, of course.
You want to hear a good one?
Yeah.
It's like, hell yeah, motherfucker. It's impossible to do without saying the N-word. If you're doing a good black impersonation, you gotta say the N-I-G-G-A one.
Whoa, dude, you're getting one step closer.
You
dude.
Spell it out. I'll spell it fast. Well, soon. Spell it real bad. And then the next I'll be able to. I'm just trying to get good enough to say it.
On stage.
Just to be that fucking powerful.
We gotta jerk off in front of people first.
Like, I'm gonna start jerking off. I'm on the fast track. I'm gonna start jerking off in front of people, and then I'm gonna start saying it.
Who does it?
Oh my god, dude! I watched. Speaking of saying it on stage, I watched the fucking Seinfeld. What's his name? Kramer, Richards.
You watched that again?
I watched it again, dude.
He
it
said
is
it on stage.
So fucking funny.
It is,
and especially because. The next YouTube clip is him apologizing on Letterman.
Oh, my God. They let him back on Letterman for that?
Well, Jerry Seinfeld was on Letterman. So they show Richards, Michael Richards, at some fucking Laugh Factory or something.
Oh, my God.
And he's on stage and somebody's like, yeah, you fucking suck. And he's like, you're a fucking... And he screams it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going nuts with it.
Yeah.
And then the black people that are leaving are like, that's not cool, man. That's uncalled for. Of course, they're doing the classic black guy in an argument situation where he's like, that's uncalled for. That's unnecessary. Just repeating that's unnecessary. That's unnecessary.
Yo,
that's unnecessary.
That was unnecessary.
That's unnecessary.
That is unnecessary.
Of course it's unnecessary, but the black guy argument or the black
that's hilarious.
There's the hip hop culture, the urban culture.
Yeah.
When there's a fight is to scream and repeat the same fucking thing over and over again.
Yeah, that's also
and
SJW's
it's so fucking annoying.
SJW's.
SJW's
same,
culturally
same
appropriated
thing.
The most annoying fight tactic ever, which is just
that's
repeating
unnecessary.
It. You indignant. You indignant right now. Oh, you indignant. You indignant.
Yeah, I'm just imagining you versus Annette, our old landlord.
Me versus Annette?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, wait, so you assumed that
you'd
that was be
hilarious.
Here.
I was like, she was like, where's, was she asking for you?
Yeah.
She was like, where's Matt? And I was like, he's not here. And she was like, he just texted me. And I was like, so you assumed he was here because he texted you? And she's like, don't say, I ain't assume nothing. I don't assume nothing. It's just like, assume. And there were two of them down there. It's fucking Mario and Luigi down there. They fucking teamed up on me. They started going.
When we were moving, I like told the lady, like, hey, we got a new address. Everything's cool, blah, 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 blah. But I didn't say, like, we had moved all of our stuff out. Yes. She just figured, like,
oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, so Shane's just chilling there watching. She comes in to... He's watching the spelling bee with, like, an empty house and, like, a chair and a TV.
I was up in my room.
Oh, were you?
I was sitting on the steps when, and they were standing at the foot of the steps. I was just sitting up there like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
About, like, a collective, like, 420 pounds of black lady comes into the door.
500.
500.
These are two big horses.
A quarter ton fucking comes in, dude.
Yeah.
They walked in sideways, dude.
Two bowling
thing.
Balls come in looking for a fight. Like, get your ass out of the house. You indignant. And I was like, "Who? Get the fuck out of here." Anyway, I was like, you just assumed Matt was here. And when I said assumed, it was like,
oh, dude.
That was a trigger. That was a fucking like.
That's so fucking
I ain't
fun.
Assumed nothing, motherfucker. Like, just fucking all that. And then she was like, he texted me.
Yeah. All I said was like, here's the address. I was like, send the security deposit here. That's all I said to
and
him.
So after I said it again, I was like, he texted you and you assumed he was here. I didn't say anything. You assumed this. Yeah, that was good. But what was I saying? Black people screaming.
Oh, you're talking arguments. About Michael Richards and he got on.
Michael Richards. Yeah. So he's up there screaming the N-word, which is, it was so fucking
bad. What's that show people do for Halloween where you pretend to be another comedian?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Dude,
be Michael Richards.
You won't be Kramer.
That would be hilarious. In Brooklyn?
Oh my God.
I'd have to move. I'd have to quit forever. But
dude, you'd have to just take a knee and just
that's the
drop
best
your
shit
sword.
Ever. Michael Richards, that's the Super Bowl.
But if you did that,
what's
that show called?
Trick or Treat. It's a play on Trick or Treat.
Yeah.
Hack-o-ween or
Hack-o-ween.
No.
Dude, that would be something like some Trick or Treat or something.
I think it has something to do with Trick or Treat. But anyway,
if you did
Michael Richards goes on, he's like, we used to string you up from trees. Like fucking
damn
crazy. It's crazy. If you watch it again, it's fucking nuts. And then
the black people just said that's unnecessary.
Well, I mean, they didn't say it like that. While they're walking out, like, fuck you, you fucking motherfucker. That's unnecessary.
That is fucking unnecessary.
I agree it's unnecessary. I'm making fun of the fact that when they get in arguments like this,
they
repeat the same word over and over again.
Yeah.
It's a pretty consistent black trait.
Yeah. That's a tough example.
No, I'm not criticizing
the fucking guy.
It's just a funny anytime you see an argument like that.
Just to go on the pull string.
While he's walking
defensive.
Out. Like, while he's walking out of the club, he's screaming it the whole way out. He's like, that's unnecessary. Yo, you didn't have to say all that. That's unnecessary.
He didn't, dude.
I agree.
He did it.
We're going in circles here.
I know. It's just so...
You're
fucking
with the argument right now. Yeah. He didn't have to. He's right.
That's just so fucking funny.
But so then the very next video is Jerry Seinfeld's on Letterman, and they're like, so your friend
they just
Kramer,
replay the clip.
And they didn't play the clip, but he's like, yeah, Michael called in, he wants to apologize. And they show him, he's sitting there and he's like, this has really got me torn up. And like the audience starts laughing
because
they didn't know how serious it was, and they thought he was still kidding. This is like pretty much pre-YouTube, pre-internet.
Yeah.
Not really, but it's before every single person has a smartphone and watches
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah.
So the audience is laughing while he's trying to apologize for screaming the N-word. And then he's like, this is not funny. He's like, I think I'm on the wrong place if people are laughing. And he's like, there's something I need to work on, obviously, that's damaged deep down inside of me. Like,
damn.
He's like, I'm really broken up about this. The thing is I'm not racist.
You were just taking notes.
That's what
he said.
He's like, I'm not racist. It's like, dude, that was the most racist shit I've ever seen. That was crazy.
That's fucking nuts, dude.
It was.
Yeah, that's tough. You got to go to, like, I wonder where they go for that. Do they give you, like, a black therapist or a white therapist?
You get a black therapist.
Dude.
Well, what happens is he did... Larry David's, he did Curb Your Enthusiasm and what's his name?
No, he's
black
back
dude on that. Like, fucked with him a little.
JB Smooth.
You gotta approach a black leader.
Ice Cube.
Like
Ice Cube comes.
Yeah,
and
Ice Cube
you.
Scolds you. And you're like, I'm so sorry.
Did Ice Cube get PewDiePie?
Nobody's talked to PewDiePie yet, but he's not American.
That's true.
He's like Scandinavian. So he's got to find some sort of black Scandinavian to set him straight.
Yeah, it's tough.
PewDiePie's was a great one.
PewDiePie's let it rip, man.
He's like, no, but really, sorry. He's being an asshole. Yeah. I mean, really.
Like, I mean, who plays like that?
Yeah, so if you, listener, if you get a chance, go ahead, look up Michael Richards.
That's a good one to go back to. It's really funny. Because that was, I remember seeing that at the time being like, whoa. But then listening to that now, it's just like,
at the time, it was like, whoa. And now it's like, whoa. What the fuck, dude?
Has he been in anything lately?
I don't think. Mel's bad. He did like Cars, Comedians Getting Coffee. Mel's is not even close to as bad as
this. Oh, I know that.
Mel's is anti-Semitic. Yeah. Oh, no. Mel also dropped the pack.
Yeah, people forget.
Yeah, that was a phone call. True. That was a private phone call.
True. That's a point. I mean, you got a point on There's that. But difference. She leaked it.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah. That. I mean, there is a difference between that and proclaiming that on
as
stage.
As far as when it comes to white people being mad at you, because that's who really matters in these situations. That's the only person that matters is the
I mean, that's
multitudes
like,
of white people that
to
are upset
own,
with you.
To own that voicemail on like a flash drive, that would be full John Wick action movie with a briefcase. Like, I need that briefcase now.
Yeah, that's full fucking like, I might actually get killed for this. That's millions of dollars.
Yeah, dude.
You might kill someone for that. If someone gets a hold of me saying the N-word, I'm going
to
kill them.
Mel's back. You'd have to kill someone.
Or you just have to become Mel Gibson.
Yeah. Well,
he's the fucking champ.
You got to put 10 years in the penalty box, dude.
Just go on vacation for 10 years.
Just come out of Daddy's Home Part 10. You'll be ready for it.
Hell yeah.
They're like, oh, we got the perfect guy for this.
Yeah, remember that fucking idiot who said the N-word? He said, I think in that one he says he hopes she gets raped by a pack of...
Yeah. N-words.
Hits the N-words there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that's a double doozy.
Pack of and rape.
Oh, that's a triple doozy, yeah.
Pack of is what made me the most, like, taken aback.
Yeah, that's pretty tough,
dude. A pack of black guys?
Yeah. Just assume they fucking...
just ravenous dogs?
Think they have, like, an alpha beta setup?
They kind of do. I mean, that's essentially what a gang is. But there's better ways to say what he was trying to get across.
Yeah. Well, not all black guys are in gang, Shane.
Every black guy I've ever met is in a gang.
I'm trying to get you back for making me racist 2 episodes ago.
How about you saying Jungle Fever?
That's not racist,
That's
dude.
Very racist.
It's not racist.
You need to be more
It's part
aware.
Of interracial culture. Stay out of my culture. Stay out of my culture.
We joke around a lot about this stuff about fucking like,
we're edgy.
Yeah. But really when it comes to like, you're in an interracial relationship and you need to understand that saying something like fucking Jungle Fever, it's problematic. And it's a problem for both of us. And it
problem
makes
for
us,
you, dude.
It makes us both look fucking stupid.
You're not in my culture though, dude. I'm an interracial culture.
This is white cis feminism. Just
that
a
was
hot
weird.
Black chick saying, "None of you guys are Nazis."
Yeah.
Woo.
Oh, dude, it's
come in everyone's khakis.
that was nice. Roseanne got busted, dude.
What did Roseanne do?
Roseanne got busted. She
what
got.
Did you say,
dude? I meant for the last 3 weeks to be like, you got to watch Roseanne's new ABC sitcom. For a sitcom, you know, which are usually really cheesy, it's actually palatable. Like, you can watch it; and it's kind of funny.
I bet.
But then, so
no,
I was like,
no offense to your opinion on that.
Hey.
But I'm going to go out on a limb and say that shit sucked.
No, I'm telling you, man. It doesn't like, there's like the Big Bang Theory sucked that I watched with like almost disgust. It's that kind of contemptible format, but it's still like, you're watching it and you're like, yeah, this is pretty funny.
Damn.
But
Roseanne, ABC cancels Roseanne after Roseanne Barr compares black Obama aide to Jarrett. Compares black Obama aide Jarrett to an ape.
Yeah, well, it was...
Wait, Jarrett's black? That's the lady?
Yeah. Did you
see
the
black?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I think it's her last name's Jarrett. So, this was a tweet Roseanne put out. It was a toughie. She said, Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby equals VJ, meaning the lady, Jarrett lady you're talking about. So that's a tough one.
I mean, that's a fucking moronic tweet.
Yeah, that's a tough time. That's what I was telling you, dude. That's when you fucking throw a little too much coal in the Trump train, dude, and the wheels come flying off.
This lady's black?
Who?
The fucking Jarrett lady.
VJ, yeah. You don't think so?
Look at her.
What? That's kind of dolezal.
She's fucking dolezal on
That's
us.
Fair game, dude. Oh, whoa, this just in on the Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, this just in. Breaking news. We saw one picture of the alleged ape.
This just in, dude.
Roseanne probably didn't know she was black.
I don't know.
I swear to God, that's probably what was going on. Roseanne was probably talking shit, and they were like, yo, you know that white lady you just trashed? Turns out she's black, so...
I wonder if they, like...
Her force field deflected your attacks.
Damn, I wonder if they, like... shaded her face in that day. She just went full chameleon, dude. Went dark makeup. I was like, yo, you just fucking racist me.
It's like, did you just make fun of a black person? I was like, I thought you were white. I thought for sure you were white.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Damn, R.I.P. Roseanne.
She got canceled off. I was about to say, she got fucking canceled off.
R.I.P.
Her tweet was abhorrent.
Oh, she looks tan in this picture. That's dangerous.
Oh.
Damn. She got... This is so fucking corny. I'm going through her pictures right now.
Yeah.
This lady. And, like, she's pretty... I mean, as light skin as I've ever seen.
Yeah.
An alleged black person.
Yeah.
But then this picture... It's such sweet some legalese. Headline called Barack's Rock, and she got dolled
sorry,
up.
Sorry, the term alleged black person makes
this
me
is
laugh.
An alleged black person, dude. Anyway.
Yeah, that's tough. Roseanne should have kept it in the holster.
Roseanne, pretty much, you can safely
just not talk about monkeys for the rest of your life and just kind of have a good, peaceful life.
You just got to ignore
you don't know.
Monkeys.
You don't know how.
You shouldn't call them that, though.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying you shouldn't even talk. You shouldn't compare anyone.
You shouldn't call them
little kids run
monkeys
around.
The way
no,
you just
no,
did.
No, no, no. I'm saying
you
when
just
little...
said you shouldn't talk about monkeys.
Yes,
you
monkeys.
Would be, that's racist.
No, 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 no. What I'm saying is that, like, even when I see any little kid run around, they remind me of monkeys, the way they run around and play. But you can't,
what?
Like... Little kids look like monkeys, white and black. They remind me of monkeys, like the way they run around and jump
white
on
kids?
Stuff. Yes. Remind me of monkeys when they're like 4 years old and they run and jump around. That's where the term monkeying around came from, dude. Don't judge, dude. You're putting your weird shit on me again, dude. I'm just fucking...
You got your force to do though.
Dr. Strange
you're
blocking
black
me,
conservative.
Dude.
You're black conservative.
Yeah, I'm free to think, dude, behind this fucking exterior.
Candace fucking bless you in the front row.
Still, yeah, she did.
You're black. You're officially black.
I made eye contact with Candace Owens, dude, so I'm totally, I was like, safe.
Safe. Dude, Roseanne Barr, R.I.P.
R.I.P., baby.
She took a swing at the... She took a swing and got fucking laid out.
It's like there's like that... It's like when you're like tweeting like with all your cronies like on your side of the political sphere and like you kind of all start hyping each other up. And you're all kind of putting your dick in that Twitter pussy and Roseanne was just like, I'm going all the way in. Everyone's like, yeah, too deep, dude.
Dude, imagine being a writer on Roseanne and being like, holy shit, this is huge for me. This is so great. And then like what? A couple months into the production?
Yeah, now you're like,
Roseanne
now you're KKK.
Tweets something. And it's like, fuck, dude. Now I can't even put this on my resume.
Now you're a KKK member.
Oh my God. What a moron, dude.
With that comment, she just like swiped down like 20, like 2,000
people. She literally
people.
Brought down so many people with that.
Oh my God.
But... I think the real investigation needs to be on why the fuck this Jarrett lady is saying that she's black.
I think I know what happens though with Roseanne. Yeah, that should be a side. That'll be something for like Trump's new DOJ to investigate. But the fact that like I don't know, that shit's just fucking crazy to me. That's fucking nuts.
It's hilarious. It's Jesus good stuff. Christ.
Wow.
What do you think is going to happen to you, dude? If you keep spilling all these breadcrumbs, you're going to be next.
My breadcrumbs, dude.
All these cums are out. You've cummed out.
Well, Hiroshima jutsu. Dude,
do you think we jutsued to Hiroshima?
You gotta watch Naruto, dude. It's my favorite.
I can't watch I can't watch anime at all.
Dude, it's the best. It's just this dude. It's this poor ninja from this village, dude. His parents
don't
are...
be racist.
Poor ninja from this village.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
You almost got hard, dude.
Yeah, I was like, oh, big fucking... daddy. You got your fucking big racist daddy going, dude. I was like, is that what the podcast is now? Are we allowed to say it now?
Dude, you know what's funny? I think on many episodes ago, you said something about like having a fear of inadvertently just one day saying the N-word.
Yeah.
To where you're like, didn't you ever worry about just like blurting it out? And like that's gotten to my head now where I'm like, oh my God, dude.
Yeah,
like,
you could end your life at any moment. Just like in church, screaming the N-word.
Now that I'll sit in settings where I'm like, that is kind of scary. Like, what if something weird just happens in my brain? I just scream that out, and it's like, it's fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, the shock value, most people would just be like, whoa, 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 and you'd have like 10 seconds to get out. But if you fully erupt it, we're like, oh, I can't stop fucking saying it. That's such a funny thing to put in someone's head.
Yeah, that'd be a sick, like, you remember the movie Liar, Liar?
Mm-hmm.
I wish the kid's wish was that Jim Carrey could only say the N-word.
Or that he would.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be a whole different movie.
That's a good movie.
That would be a whole
What would you call that movie instead of Liar, Liar?
I don't know.
Episode 100.
Episode 100.
Damn, dude. Episode 100 is sick. Yo, shout out Max King. What up, bull?
What up, King?
What up, Kingy?
What's up, bro?
He's a chill-ass bull. He asked me to shout him out.
That's what's up. Let's take a break.
Deserved heightened.
Exactly. And
that happened to me recently. I was at during Christmas. I went to my girlfriend's family in Chicago, and her I was at her cousin's house, and her little cousin's like 7. He's like, "You want to play Wii with me?" He's like, "It's in my room," and I was like, "I'm like, yeah, you should ask your parents, bro." I was like, "I'm not just going to go in there." So they're like, "Yeah, go play with them." Then he was like, "Let's play Michael Jackson." There's like Michael Jackson experience. I was like,
"Dude, my God,
let's play Wii Sports, bro." I'm not playing the Michael Jackson experience with you right now.
Oh my God,
it's terrible.
It's funny when I was in Spain when I was leaving. One of the students came up, and it was a little girl.
Yeah,
she's probably in like third grade. She was like, "I'm gonna miss you. Here's my email."
Yeah,
and I was like, "Oh, perfect." I didn't even think about it. And then another teacher was like, "What the fuck are you doing with that?" And I was like, fuck, dude. I didn't even think about that. Take it. Get this shit away from me, dude.
And that's the other thing. I know priests experience this, and even I did to a point. But you know, there's some people who love priests and for good reason, and. You know, their kids come up and give you a hug.
And
they're wayside. And so the bottom line is, don't initiate a hug. If someone reciprocates, you know, or someone does that, you reciprocate. There's all these like weird guidelines the bottom line is
always line up your nipples when you hug.
No, you can side hug those little kids.
So the bottom line is, a lot of it's common sense and a lot of it's not.